When one looks at how we celebrate Purim, the mitzvos hayom, versus the other yomim tovim, it seems strange. Everything we do on Purim, as the Megillah tells us in Perek Tes Pasuch of Gimel, lasos osim mishta v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l're'eyu matanos le'evyonim. It is about each other, giving matanos le'evyonim to those in need, giving mishloach manos, creating friendships and marbir reyus, and everything's been adam, the su'udah has been adam l'chaveiro, and other yomim tovim, whether it's the Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, they are very much ben adam l'makom oriented. Why is it that on Purim we celebrate in such a way that is very ben adam l'chaveiro? And the simple answer is because that's how the Jews were saved. In fact, the Medrash Rabbah tells us that that part of the decree that Haman has against the Jews is a punishment all the way back from Mechiras Yosef. The hatred that the brothers had for Yosef, the punishment is eventually given during the times of the Purim story when Haman seals the decree that the Jews should die. And in order to fix what was happening, the Jews in the Megillah are ish v'ish, they're all over the place. As Haman himself says, Am echad mefuzar u'mefurad. They're very scattered. So how does Esther change that? How does Esther help eventually to save the day? By uniting the Jewish people, leiknos es kol ha'yehudim nikalu v'amorai. Everything is about gathering together. So on this Yontif, the celebration of what we have that was done through the gathering of Jews, through the achdus of the Jewish people, specifically this Yontif in commemorating this miracle, is done through those kinds of acts. Mishloach manos, with matanos levyonim, it's bringing people together. And that's really the notion of why we have all of these different kinds of mitzvahs. As the Sfas Emes says, when we are united together, nobody can have any ownership over us. And that's how we did it in the Megillah, and therefore we commemorate it in that way. But it's more than that. We know that the celebration of Purim was another Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara tells us, when the Jewish people were at Har Sinai, and they were, so to speak, forced to accept the Torah, the Gemara tells us, Mador Rabba Lo Araisa. How could this be? They were forced to take it. So the Gemara says, don't worry, because the Gemara explains that during the times of the Purim story, the Jews will once again reaccept the Torah. And there's a lot to discuss. What does it mean to reaccept? Why maybe one was more yira, was more awe and fear and reverence, and one was more ahava and love, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the details. But beyond just what it means, Kabbalah's HaTorah, that the Jews had when they left Mitzrayim was a Kabbalah HaTorah ki ish echad b'lev echad. We know that the Jewish people were united together as one. That was the pretense for accepting the Torah, that unity, that togetherness, that achdus that they felt at the mountain, mitachtes ha'har, that is something that happened at Har Sinai. So we are going to once again re-accept the Torah. If we are once again going to kibu ma shekiblu kfar, as the Rirucham Olshan points out as the Yerech Lamoad, if we are going to once again celebrate the Kabbalah HaTorah, it has to have achdus, it has to have unity, it has to have the Jewish people together. So to create that situation once again, mishloach manos, matanos le'avyonim, the su'uda, all of this is recreating really, or potentially for the first time, is re-accepting kimum, Mashekiblu Kfar, to understand that feeling. And beyond that, one of the ways that we accept the Torah, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, is to have a nosi olim chaveiro, to care, to be empathetic, to look out for one another, to be sensitive to the needs of other people. This is what we do in Purim. We are so sensitive with the money we give, whoever it needs, we give mishloach manos to people that we might not be friendly with because we want to create reyes. So it's not only that it was how the Jews were saved in the Megillah that we recreate with these mitzvos, but it's really the way that we accept the Torah. It is a real full reacceptance. Kimu mashe kiblu kvar. Not only did we reaccept the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we recreated that same feeling, that same achdus of the Jewish people.